in the first set, I was actually 19-16 up, and from there, just it was a really tough week for me because I had a really tough draw from round one. I was playing against a Malaysian girl, and then like every round was difficult, so I was starting to feel the pain today in my legs after all that. But like realistically, I really wanted to win, and I just didn't happen for me today, unfortunately.
To some degree, the fact that you're going for both singles and mixed doubles, does that put extra pressure on?
Yeah, of course. Like two events is like tough. Most players only play one event, but because I'm doing pretty well at singles and mixed, I don't want to give either up. And since we've got such a big chance to make the Olympics in both events, I really don't want to give them up. So it's tough, but I'm fit enough to do it. I just today was a tough day. Yeah.
You got yourself back together again, and yourself and Sam, you defeated your Danish opponents 21-17, 21-16. How hard or easy was that?
It was actually, myself played very, very well in that game. Like, we thought it was going to be a much tougher game, and we've had really tough games against the Danish before, and we knew like we're going to have to expect a long, hard fight, and we actually played extremely well today, so we're delighted with the win, and we kind of needed that win for our Olympic points, and so we're just really happy about it at the minute.
Let's go back to the singles, and tell me, how are you doing in relation to Olympic qualification? What's required, and what stage are you at? I know it's all about points.
Basically, for badminton, it's your 10 best tournaments from April to April, so I've got half the year done, and at the minute, I'm sitting in a really, really good position. I think, basically, I should be qualified by Christmas, all going well. Yeah,
you're doing that well. Even though you're only halfway, there are others just can't catch you because of how well you're doing.
Yeah, well, I've just had a really good, like, my season's gone really, really well, and I've had 10 tournaments now. I've played 10, and the 10 that I've got would more or less get me in the Olympics, so I'm delighted with it. Like, I'm just so happy, and the pressure's kind of a little bit off now, and I can relax and focus towards the Olympics in London. So.
Isn't that fantastic?
Yeah, it's great.
And, you know, have you been getting into the top two, top three, top four in most of those tournaments?
Yeah, all year I've got some really good results, and I've beaten people between, you know, 15 and 30 in the world all year, which is brilliant for me. And if I just keep moving up now and start competing with the players in the top 10, then that's where the next level that I want to be at.
Well, let's turn to the mixed doubles, yourself and Sam, obviously doing well today. How are you doing in relation to qualifying with the mixed doubles?
In the mixed doubles, it's a little bit tougher because in singles, there's 32 places for the draw, and in mixed it's 16 places, so it's going to be, you know, your best 16 in the world is going to be there. Mm-hmm. And you take out a few of the Chinese that are going to be there, three or four in the top ranking, so we're one place out at the minute of the actual Olympics, so we need to get that one place in, and that's going to be pretty tough, but today is going to help us a lot.
Okay, so you haven't factored in today's result?
No, not yet. It won't go into next week's ranking, so we don't really know what we're sitting, but we need, we'll have another few months before we'll know if we're in the mix or not.